Election stakes are extremely high, say transgender activists. By Neil Munro on October 26, 2020. Advocates for the transgender ideology warned Sunday the potential losses or gains from the 2020 election are extremely high, the Associated Press, AP, reports. The stakes are extremely high, Shannon Minter, a lawyer with the National Center for Lesbian Rights, told the news service. There has never been a moment in the fight for trans equality with such potential and at the same time such risk, agreed Sarah McBride, a transgender activist who is running for a seat in the Delaware Senate. AP reported among transgender rights activists, there's a powerful mix of hope and fear heading toward the November 3rd election. They're yearning for President Donald Trump's defeat but dreading the possibility that his administration might win 4 more years. In contrast, women's rights groups fear a Trump defeat would end single-sex competitions, awards, and ideas, such as female athletic records, single-sex spaces, or gay and lesbian homosexuality, without any national debate about the costs and risks of transforming the rules which help men and women cooperate and compete. The public definitely needs to have a say, said Beth Stelzer, a powerlifter and founder of Save Women's Sports, which campaigns to protect women's sports from male intrusion. This gender debate is a debate in which women haven't even had a seat at the table, and we feel like we need a fair representation, she told Breitbart News on October 25. For example, the AP article did not include any quotes from the wide variety of people striving to preserve biology-based laws. I don't expect them to include non-transgender views, but I'd like them to, she said, adding this debate has nothing to do with being anti-transgender, this is about being pro-women. It is crucial that the current administration is enforcing Title IX, sexual equality law, as it should be, on the basis of sex, not gender, she said. In the transgender fight, Trump and Biden have very different ideologies. Even though neither candidate is talking much about the issue and most of the pro-gender activists are keeping a low profile. Since 2017, Trump and his deputies have worked to restore laws, regulations, language, and cultural expectations that accept the fact that biology makes the two sexes different and complementary, even as they are also equal under the law. Pro-transgender activists hope that Biden will subordinate the recognition of biology to instead favor each person's self-selected gender, or undefinable feeling of maleness or femaleness. Under their policy, the federal government would require Americans to treat a man or woman as members of the opposite sex that matches their gender identity, even though fewer than 1 in 100 people claim to be transgender. Trans people are forced into prisons of their birth sex, tweeted one transgender activist. The true American dream we all know is pure freedom, no matter who or what you are, said Paolo Battista, who wants the government to provide an official declaration of male status. In 2016, President Barack Obama pushed those claims. For example, Obama's deputies ordered service members to accept fellow service members' claims to have changed their sex, even if they did not undergo surgery. The transgender idea is backed by the progressive elite left and has gained much ground in the last 5 years. It is set to expand because 5 judges on the Supreme Court unilaterally added the claim of gender identity to sex discrimination law in June 2020. So far, Biden is backing this transgender demand and has promised to pass the Democrats' Equality Act, which would establish the idea of gender identity in federal law. Biden's platform says, "As president, I will put forward comprehensive solutions to help empower the transgender and gender nonconforming community and prioritize the prosecution of anti-transgender violence. My administration will enact the Equality Act to end legal discrimination against LGBTQ+ people, expand economic opportunities for LGBTQ+ people, reform our treatment of transgender and gender nonconforming individuals in our criminal justice system, ensure access to accurate identification documents, and improve government data collection to better track violence against the transgender community. My fear is that Congress would pass the Equality Act and destroy all of my work in women's sports," Stelzer said. On October 15, Biden echoed the transgender ideology by affirming the claim even children should be allowed to change their sex via hormones and surgery. The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, "You know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination, and so I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter, or daughters, whichever, one or two, your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be or do. None. Zero. Biden also promised to replace Trump's policies that reaffirmed male or female distinctions. For example, when assigning beds to men and women in homeless shelters. I will flat out just change the law, I will eliminate those executive orders, Biden said October 15. Polls show that the public wants to help people who wish to live as members of the sex. But those polls also show the public does not want to change their support for rules which recognize the distinct and complementary needs of men and women. If we don't see Title IX enforced on the basis of sex, but is changed to enforcement on the basis of gender identity, it will be the end of women's sports, said Stelzer, a female powerlifter. She added, girls will no longer have girls' teams to play on, and they can expect full-grown males in their locker room. You will find no longer any women's sports when we start allowing anyone like Y chromosomes to come in. What's to inspire you to start if the performance goals are unattainable because they were set by a man? Changing the rules opens the floodgates. One or two people in a town might not seem like too big of an issue. But a pro-gender rule opens up the opportunity for any male to self-identify as a female and take advantage of women. I'm a purist when it comes to Title IX, and it says on the basis of sex, and that's what I believe it should be enforced by. If Washington were to change from sex to gender, you would be cutting off the pathway for women. In America, over 95% of our female leaders in the House and in the Senate have played sports. It's something that females need mentally and physically for development, she said. Her group works with a wide variety of like-minded people and groups, she said. We have people from varying backgrounds, from the left to the right. From atheists to Christians, our number one rule is just stick to sports, she said.